Isaiah chapter 41. The reign of the just one. The vanity of idols. 41:1. Let the islands keep silence before me, and the nations take new strength. Let them come near, and then speak, let us come near to judgment together. 41:2. Who hath raised up the just one from the east, hath called him to follow him. He shall give the nations in his sight, and he shall rule over kings. He shall give them as the dust to his sword, as stubble driven by the wind, to his bow. 41:3. He shall pursue them, he shall pass in peace, no path shall appear after his feet. 41:4. Who hath wrought and done these things, calling the generations from the beginning? I the Lord, I am the first and the last. 41:5. The island saw it, and feared, the ends of the earth were astonished, they drew near, and came. 41:6. Everyone shall help his neighbor, and shall say to his brother, be of good courage. 41:7. The coppersmith striking with the hammer encouraged him that forged at that time, saying, it is ready for soldering. And he strengthened it with nails, that it should not be moved. 41:8. But thou Israel, art my servant, Jacob whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham my friend. 41:9. In whom I have taken thee from the ends of the earth, and from the remote parts thereof have called thee, and said to thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and have not cast thee away. 41:10. Fear not, for I am with thee. Turn not aside, for I am thy God. I have strengthened thee, and have helped thee, and the right hand of my just one hath upheld thee. 41:11. Behold, all that fight against thee shall be confounded and ashamed, they shall be as nothing, and the men shall perish that strive against thee. 41:12. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find the men that resist thee. They shall be as nothing, and as a thing consumed the men that war against thee. 41:13. For I am the Lord thy God, who take thee by the hand, and say to thee, fear not, I have helped thee. 41:14. Fear not, thou worm of Jacob, you that are dead of Israel. I have helped thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer the Holy One of Israel. 41:15. I have made thee as a new threshing wain, with teeth like a saw. Thou shalt thrash the mountains, and break them in pieces, and shalt make the hills as chaff. 41:16. Thou shalt ban them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, in the Holy One of Israel thou shalt be joyful. 41:17. The needy and the poor seek for waters, and there are none. Their tongue hath been dry with thirst. I the Lord will hear them, I the God of Israel will not forsake them. 41:18. I will open rivers in the high hills, and fountains in the midst of the plains. I will turn the desert into pools of waters, and the impassable land into streams of waters. 41:19. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, and the thorn, and the myrtle, and the olive tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, the elm, and the box tree together. The thorn, in Hebrew, the shittah, or sedum, a tree resembling the white thorn. 41:20. That they may see and know, and consider, and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. 41:21. Bring your cause near, saith the Lord. Bring hither, if you have anything to allege, saith the King of Jacob. 41:22. Let them come, and tell us all things that are to come. Tell us the former things what they were, and we will set our heart upon them and shall know the latter end of them, and tell us the things that are to come. 41:23. Shew the things that are to come hereafter, and we shall know that ye are gods. Do ye also good or evil, if you can, and let us speak, and see together. 41:24. Behold, you are of nothing, and you are a work of that which hath no being. He that hath chosen you is an abomination. 41:25. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come from the rising of the sun. He shall call upon my name, and he shall make princes to be as dirt, and as the potter treading clay. 41:26. Who hath declared from the beginning, that we may know, and from time of old, that we may say, thou art just, there is none that sheweth, nor that foretelleth, nor that heareth your words. 41:27. The first shall say to Zion, behold they are here, and to Jerusalem I will give an evangelist. 41:28. And I saw, and there was no one even among them to consult, or who, when I asked, could answer a word. 41:29. Behold, they are all in the wrong, and their works are vain. Their idols are wine and vanity. Isaiah chapter 42. The office of Christ. The preaching of the gospel to the Gentiles. The blindness and reprobation of the Jews. 42:1. Behold my servant, I will uphold him. My elect, my soul delighteth in him. I have given my spirit upon him, he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. My servant, Christ, who according to his humanity, is the servant of God. 42:2. He shall not cry, nor have respect to person, neither shall his voice be heard abroad. 42:3. The bruised reed he shall not break, and smoking flax he shall not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. 42:4. He shall not be sad, nor troublesome, till he set judgment in the earth, and the islands shall wait for his law. 42:5. Thus saith the Lord God that created the heavens, and stretched them out, that established the earth, and the things that spring out of it, that giveth breath to the people upon it, and spirit to them that tread thereon. 42:6. I the Lord have called thee in justice, and taken thee by the hand, and preserved thee. And I have given thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. 42:7. That thou mightest open the eyes of the blind, and bring forth the prisoner out of prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. 42:8. I the Lord, this is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven things. 42:9. The things that were first, behold they are come, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I will make you hear them. 42:10. Sing ye to the Lord a new song, his praises from the ends of the earth. You that go down to the sea, and all that are therein. Ye islands, and ye inhabitants of them. 42:11. Let the desert and the cities thereof be exalted. Cedar shall dwell in houses. Ye inhabitants of Petra, give praise, they shall cry from the top of the mountains. Petra, a city that gives name to Arabia Petraba. 42:12. They shall give glory to the Lord, and shall declare his praise in the islands. 42:13. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man, as a man of war shall he stir up zeal. He shall shout and cry, he shall prevail against his enemies. 42:14. I have always held my peace, I have kept silence, I have been patient, I will speak now as a woman in labor. I will destroy, and swallow up at once. 42:15. I will lay waste the mountains and hills, and will make all their grass to wither. And I will turn rivers into islands, and will dry up the standing pools. 42:16. And I will lead the blind into the way which they know not, and in the paths which they were ignorant of I will make them walk. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things have I done to them, and have not forsaken them. 42:17. They are turned back. Let them be greatly confounded, that trust in a graven thing, that say to a molten thing, you are our God. 42:18. Hear, ye deaf, and, ye blind, behold that you may see. 42:19. Who is blind, but my servant? Or deaf, but he to whom I have sent my messengers? Who is blind, but he that is sold? Or who is blind, but the servant of the Lord? 42:20. Thou that seest many things, wilt thou not observe them? Thou that hast ears open, wilt thou not hear? 42:21. And the Lord was willing to sanctify him, and to magnify the law, and exalt it. 42:22. But this is a people that is robbed and wasted. They are all the snare of young men, and they are hid in the houses of prisons. They are made a prey, and there is none to deliver them. A spoil, and there is none that saith, restore. 42:23. Who is there among you that will give ear to this, that will attend and hearken for times to come? 42:24. Who hath given Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to robbers? Hath not the Lord himself, against whom we have sinned? And they would not walk in his ways, and they have not hearkened to his law. 42:25. And he hath poured out upon him the indignation of his fury, and a strong battle, and hath burned him round about, and he knew not, and set him on fire, and he understood not. Isaiah chapter 43. God comforts his church, promising to protect her forever. He expostulates with the Jews for their ingratitude. 43:1. And now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, For I have redeemed thee, and called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. 43:2. When thou shalt pass through the waters, I will be with thee, and the rivers shall not cover thee. When thou shalt walk in the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, and the flames shall not burn in thee. 43:3. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I have given Egypt for thy atonement, Ethiopia and Saba for thee. 43:4. Since thou becamest honorable in my eyes, thou art glorious. I have loved thee, and I will give men for thee, and people for thy life. 43:5. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. 43:6. I will say to the north, Give up, and to the south, Keep not back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. 43:7. And everyone that calleth upon my name, I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, and made him. 43:8. Bring forth the people that are blind, and have eyes, that are deaf, and have ears. 43:9. All the nations are assembled together, and the tribes are gathered. Who among you can declare this, and shall make us hear the former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, let them be justified, and hear, and say, It is truth. 43:10. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know, and believe me, and understand that I myself am. Before me there was no God formed, and after me there shall be none. 43:11. I am the Lord, and there is no Savior besides me. 43:12. I have declared, and have saved. I have made it heard, and there was no strange one among you. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and I am God. 43:13. And from the beginning I am the same, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall turn it away? 43:14. Thus saith the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their bars, and the Chaldeans glorying in their ships. 43:15. I am the Lord your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. 43:16. Thus saith the Lord, who made a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters. 43:17. Who brought forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the strong. They lay down to sleep together, and they shall not rise again. They are broken as flax, and are extinct. 43:18. Remember not former things, and look not on things of old. 43:19. Behold, I do new things, and now they shall spring forth, verily you shall know them. I will make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. 43:20. The beast of the field shall glorify me, the dragons and the ostriches. Because I have given waters in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my people, to my chosen. 43:21. This people have I formed for myself, they shall shew forth my praise. 43:22. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, neither hast thou labored about me, O Israel. 43:23. Thou hast not offered me the ram of thy holocaust, nor hast thou glorified me with thy victims. I have not caused thee to serve with oblations, nor wearied thee with incense. 43:24. Thou hast got me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy victims. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins, thou hast wearied me with thy iniquities. 43:25. I am he that blot out thy iniquities for my own sake, and I will not remember thy sins. 43:26. Put me in remembrance, and let us plead together. Tell if thou hast anything to justify thyself. 43:27. Thy first father sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. 43:28. And I have profaned the holy princes, I have given Jacob to slaughter, and Israel to reproach. Isaiah chapter 44. God's favor to his church. The folly of idolatry. The people shall be delivered from captivity. 44:1. And now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen. 44:2. Thus saith the Lord that made and formed thee, thy helper from the womb. Fear not, O my servant Jacob, and thou most righteous whom I have chosen. 44:3. For I will pour out waters upon the thirsty ground, and streams upon the dry land. I will pour out my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy stock. 44:4. And they shall spring up among the herbs, as willows beside the running waters. 44:5. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand to the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. 44:6. Thus saith the Lord the King of Israel, and his Redeemer the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me there is no God. 44:7. Who is like to me? Let him call and declare, and let him set before me the order, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things to come, and that shall be hereafter, let them shew unto them. 44:8. Fear ye not, neither be ye troubled from that time I have made thee to hear, and have declared. You are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me, a maker, whom I have not known? 44:9. The makers of idols are all of them nothing, and their best beloved things shall not profit them. They are their witnesses, that they do not see, nor understand, that they may be ashamed. 44:10. Who hath formed a god, and made a graven thing that is profitable for nothing? 44:11. Behold, all the partakers thereof shall be confounded. For the makers are men. They shall all assemble together, they shall stand in fear, and shall be confounded together. 44:12. The smith hath wrought with his file, with coals, and with hammers he hath formed it, and hath wrought with the strength of his arm. He shall hunger and faint, he shall drink no water, and shall be weary. 44:13. The carpenter hath stretched out his rule, he hath formed it with a plane. He hath made it with corners, and hath fashioned it round with the compass. And he hath made the image of a man as it were a beautiful man dwelling in a house. 44:14. He hath cut down cedars, taken the holm, and the oak that stood among the trees of the forest. He hath planted the pine tree, which the rain hath nourished. 44:15. And it hath served men for fuel. He took thereof, and warmed himself. And he kindled it, and baked bread. But of the rest he made a god, and adored it. He made a graven thing, and bowed down before it. 44:16. Part of it he burnt with fire, and with part of it he dressed his meat. He boiled pottage, and was filled, and was warmed, and said, Bahat, I am warm, I have seen the fire. 44:17. But the residue thereof he made a god, and a graven thing for himself. He boweth down before it, and adoreth it, and prayeth unto it, saying, Deliver me, for thou art my God. 44:18. They have not known, nor understood, for their eyes are covered that they may not see, and that they may not understand with their heart. 44:19. They do not consider in their mind, nor know, nor have the thought to say, I have burnt part of it in the fire, and I have baked bread upon the coals thereof. I have broiled flesh and have eaten, and of the residue thereof shall I make an idol. Shall I fall down before the stock of a tree? 44:20. Part thereof is ashes. His foolish heart adoreth it, and he will not save his soul, nor say, Perhaps there is a lie in my right hand. 44:21. Remember these things, O Jacob, and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee, thou art my servant, O Israel, forget me not. 44:22. I have blotted out thy iniquities as a cloud, and thy sins as a mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed thee. 44:23. Give praise, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath shewn mercy. Shout with joy, ye ends of the earth. Ye mountains, resound with praise, thou, O forest, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and Israel shall be glorified. 44:24. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and thy Maker, from the womb. I am the Lord, that make all things, that alone stretch out the heavens, that established the earth, and there is none with me. 44:25. That make void the tokens of diviners, and make the soothsayers mad. That turn the wise backward, and that make their knowledge foolish. 44:26. That raise up the word of my servant and perform the counsel of my messengers, who say to Jerusalem, Thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah, you shall be built, and I will raise up the wastes thereof. 44:27. Who say to the deep, Be thou desolate, and I will dry up thy rivers. 44:28. Who say to Cyrus, Thou art my shepherd, and thou shalt perform all my pleasure. Who say to Jerusalem, Thou shalt be built, unto the temple, thy foundations shall be laid. Isaiah chapter 45, a prophecy of Cyrus, as a figure of Christ, the great deliverer of God's people. 45:1. Thus saith the Lord to my anointed Cyrus, whose right hand I have taken hold of, to subdue nations before his face, and to turn the backs of kings, and to open the doors before him, and the gates shall not be shut. 45:2. I will go before thee, and will humble the great ones of the earth. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and will burst the bars of iron. 45:3. And I will give thee hidden treasures, and the concealed riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I am the Lord who call thee by thy name, the God of Israel. 45:4. For the sake of my servant Jacob, and Israel my elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have made a likeness of thee, and thou hast not known me. 45:5. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God besides me. I girded thee, and thou hast not known me. 45:6. That they may know who are from the rising of the sun, and they who are from the west, that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. 45:7. I form the light, and create darkness. I make peace, and create evil. I the Lord that do all these things, create evil, etc. The evils of afflictions and punishments, but not the evil of sin. 45:8. Drop down dew, ye heavens, from above, and let the clouds rain the just. Let the earth be opened, and bud forth a Savior, and let justice spring up together. I the Lord have created him. 45:9. Woe to him that gains eye of his maker, the shard of the earthen pots. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, what art thou making, and thy work is without hands? 45:10. Woe to him that saith to his father, why begettest thou? And to the woman, why dost thou bring forth? 45:11. Thus saith the Lord the Holy One of Israel, his Maker, ask me of things to come, concerning my children, and concerning the work of my hands give ye charge to me. 45:12. I made the earth, and I created man upon it. My hand stretched forth the heavens, and I have commanded all their host. 45:13. I have raised him up to justice, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and let go my captives, not for ransom, nor for presents, saith the Lord the God of hosts. 45:14. Thus saith the Lord, the labor of Egypt, and the merchandise of Ethiopia, and the Sabaean, men of stature shall come over to thee, and shall be thine. They shall walk after thee, they shall go bound with manacles, and they shall worship thee, and shall make supplication to thee. Only in thee is God, and there is no God besides thee. 45:15. Verily thou art a hidden God, the God of Israel the Savior. 45:16. They are all confounded and ashamed. The forgers of errors are gone together into confusion. 45:17. Israel is saved in the Lord with an eternal salvation. You shall not be confounded, and you shall not be ashamed forever and ever. 45:18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth, and made it, the very maker thereof. He did not create it in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. 45:19. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I have not said to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I am the Lord that speak justice, that declare right things. 45:20. Assemble yourselves, and come, and draw near together, ye that are saved of the Gentiles. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven work, and pray to a God that cannot save. 45:21. Tell ye, and come, and consult together. Who hath declared this from the beginning? Who hath foretold this from that time? Have not I the Lord, and there is no God else besides me? A just God and a Savior, there is none besides me. 45:22. Be converted to me, and you shall be saved, all ye ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. 45:23. I have sworn by myself, the word of justice shall go out of my mouth, and shall not return. 45:24. For every knee shall be bowed to me, and every tongue shall swear. 45:25. Therefore shall he say, in the Lord are my justices and empire. They shall come to him, and all that resist him shall be confounded. 45:26. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and praised. Isaiah chapter 46. The idols of Babylon shall be destroyed. Salvation is promised through Christ. 46:1. Bel is broken, Nebo is destroyed. Their idols are put upon beasts and cattle, your burdens of heavy weight even unto weariness. 46:2. They are consumed, and are broken together. They could not save him that carried them, and they themselves shall go into captivity. 46:3. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, all the remnant of the house of Israel who are carried by my bowels, are borne up by my womb. 46:4. Even to your old age I am the same, and to your gray hairs I will carry you. I have made you, and I will bear. I will carry and will save. 46:5. To whom have you likened me, and made me equal, and compared me, and made me like? 46:6. You that contribute gold out of the bag, and weigh out silver in the scales, and hire a goldsmith to make a god, and they fall down and worship. 46:7. They bear him on their shoulders and carry him, and set him in his place, and he shall stand, and shall not stir out of his place. Yea, when they shall cry also unto him, he shall not hear. He shall not save them from tribulation. 46:8. Remember this, and be ashamed. Return, ye transgressors, to the heart. 46:9. Remember the former age, for I am God, and there is no God besides, neither is there the like to me. 46:10. Who shew from the beginning the things that shall be at last, and from ancient times the things that as yet are not done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and all my will shall be done. 46:11. Who call a bird from the east, and from a far country the man of my own will, and I have spoken, and will bring it to pass. I have created, and I will do it. Hear me, O ye hard-hearted, who are far from justice. 46:12. I have brought my justice near, it shall not be afar off, and my salvation shall not tarry. I will give salvation in Zion, and my glory in Israel. Isaiah chapter 47. God's judgment upon Babylon. 47:1. Come down, sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon, sit on the ground. There is no throne for the daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called delicate and tender. 47:2. Take a millstone and grind meal. Uncover thy shame, strip thy shoulder, make bare thy legs, pass over the rivers. 47:3. Thy nakedness shall be discovered, and thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and no man shall resist me. 47:4. Our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. 47:5. Sit thou silent, and get thee into darkness, O daughter of these Chaldeans. For thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. 47:6. I was angry with my people, I have polluted my inheritance, and have given them into thy hand. Thou hast shewn no mercy to them. Upon the ancient thou hast laid thy yoke exceeding heavy. 47:7. And thou hast said, I shall be a lady forever. Thou hast not laid these things to thy heart, neither hast thou remembered thy latter end. 47:8. And now hear these things, thou that art delicate, and dwellest confidently, that sighest in thy heart. I am, and there is none else besides me. I shall not sit as a widow, and I shall not know barrenness. 47:9. These two things shall come upon thee suddenly in one day, barrenness and widowhood. All things are come upon thee, because of the multitude of thy sorceries, and for the great hardness of thy enchanters. 47:10. And thou hast trusted in thy wickedness, and hast said, there is none that seeth me. Thy wisdom, and thy knowledge, this hath deceived thee. And thou hast said in thy heart, I am, and besides me there is no other. 47:11. Evil shall come upon thee, and thou shalt not know the rising thereof. And calamity shall fall violently upon thee, which thou canst not keep off. Misery shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. 47:12. Stand now with thy enchanters, and with the multitude of thy sorceries, in which thou hast labored from thy youth, if so be it may profit thee anything, or if thou mayest become stronger. 47:13. Thou hast failed in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers stand and save thee, they that gazed at the stars, and counted the months, that from them they might tell the things that shall come to thee. 47:14. Behold, they are as stubble, fire hath burnt them, they shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flames. There are no coals wherewith they may be warmed, nor fire, that they may sit thereat. 47:15. Such are all the things become to thee, in which thou hast labored. Thy merchants from thy youth, every one hath erred in his own way, there is none that can save thee. Isaiah chapter 48. Here he reproaches the Jews for their obstinacy. He will deliver them out of their captivity, for his own name's sake. 48:1. Hear ye these things, O house of Jacob, you that are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, you who swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth, nor in justice. 48:2. For they are called of the holy city, and are established upon the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. 48:3. The former things of old, I have declared, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I have made them to be heard. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. 48:4. For I knew that thou art stubborn, and thy neck is as an iron sinew, and thy forehead is brass. 48:5. I foretold thee of old, before they came to pass I told thee, lest thou shouldst say, My idols have done these things, and my graven and molten things have commanded them. 48:6. See now all the things which thou hast heard, but have you declared them? I have shewn thee new things from that time, and things are kept which thou knowest not. 48:7. They are created now, and not of old, and before the day, when thou heardest them not, lest thou shouldst say, Behold, I knew them. 48:8. Thou hast neither heard, nor known, neither was thy ear opened of old. For I know the transgressing thou wilt transgress, and I have called thee a transgressor from the womb. 48:9. For my name's sake I will remove my wrath far off, and for my praise I will bridle thee, lest thou shouldst perish. 48:10. Behold, I have refined thee, but not as silver, I have chosen thee in the furnace of poverty. 48:11. For my own sake, for my own sake will I do it, that I may not be blasphemed, and I will not give my glory to another. 48:12. Hearken to me, O Jacob, and thou Israel whom I call. I am he, I am the first, and I am the last. 48:13. My hand also hath founded the earth, and my right hand hath measured the heavens. I shall call them, and they shall stand together. 48:14. Assemble yourselves together, all you, and hear. Who among them hath declared these things? The Lord hath loved him, he will do his pleasure in Babylon, and his arm shall be on the Chaldeans. 48:15. I, even I have spoken and called him. I have brought him, and his way is made prosperous. 48:16. Come ye near unto me, and hear this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time before it was done, I was there, and now the Lord God hath sent me, and his Spirit. 48:17. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God that teach thee profitable things, that govern thee in the way that thou walkest. 48:18. O that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments! Thy peace had been as a river, and thy justice as the waves of the sea. 48:19. And thy seed had been as the sand, and the offspring of thy bowels like the gravel thereof. His name should not have perished, nor have been destroyed from before my face. 48:20. Come forth out of Babylon, flee ye from the Chaldeans, declare it with the voice of joy. Make this to be heard, and speak it out even to the ends of the earth. Say, The Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. 48:21. They thirsted not in the desert, when he led them out. He brought forth water out of the rock for them, and he clove the rock, and the waters gushed out. 48:22. There is no peace to the wicked, saith the Lord. Isaiah chapter 49. Christ shall bring the Gentiles to salvation. God's love to his church is perpetual. 49:1. Give ear, ye islands, and hearken, ye people from afar. The Lord hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother he hath been mindful of my name. 49:2. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he hath protected me, and hath made me as a chosen arrow. In his quiver he hath hidden me. 49:3. And he said to me, Thou art my servant Israel, for in thee will I glory. 49:4. And I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength without cause and in vain. Therefore my judgment is with the Lord, and my work with my God. 49:5. And now saith the Lord, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, that I may bring back Jacob unto him, and Israel will not be gathered together. And I am glorified in the eyes of the Lord, and my God is made my strength. 49:6. And he said, It is a small thing that thou shouldst be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to convert the dregs of Israel. Behold, I have given thee to be the light of the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation even to the farthest part of the earth. 49:7. Thus saith the Lord the Redeemer of Israel, his Holy One, to the soul that is despised, to the nation that is abhorred, to the servant of rulers. Kings shall see, and princes shall rise up, and adore for the Lord's sake, because he is faithful, and for the Holy One of Israel, who hath chosen thee. 49:8. Thus saith the Lord, In an acceptable time I have heard thee, and in the day of salvation I have helped thee. And I have preserved thee, and given thee to be a covenant of the people, that thou mightest raise up the earth, and possess the inheritances that were destroyed. 49:9. That thou mightest say to them that are bound, Come forth, and to them that are in darkness, Shew yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in every plain. 49:10. They shall not hunger, nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor the sun strike them. For he that is merciful to them, shall be their shepherd, and at the fountains of waters he shall give them drink. 49:11. And I will make all my mountains away, and my paths shall be exalted. 49:12. Behold, these shall come from afar, and behold, these from the north and from the sea, and these from the south country. 49:13. Give praise, O ye heavens, and rejoice, O earth, ye mountains, give praise with jubilation. Because the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy on his poor ones. 49:14. And Sin said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and the Lord hath forgotten me. 49:15. Can a woman forget her infant, so as not to have pity on the son of her womb? And if she should forget, yet will not I forget thee. 49:16. Behold, I have graven thee in my hands. Thy walls are always before my eyes. 49:17. Thy builders are come. They that destroy thee and make thee waste shall go out of thee. 49:18. Lift up thy eyes round about, and see all these are gathered together, they are come to thee. I live, saith the Lord, thou shalt be clothed with all these as with an ornament, and as a bride thou shalt put them about thee. 49:19. For thy deserts, and thy desolate places, and the land of thy destruction shall now be too narrow by reason of the inhabitants, and they that swallow thee up shall be chased far away. 49:20. The children of thy barrenness shall still say in thy ears, The place is too strait for me, make me room to dwell in. 49:21. And thou shalt say in thy heart, Who hath begotten these? I was barren and brought not forth, led away, and captive. And who hath brought up these? I was destitute and alone. And these, where were they? 49:22. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles, and will set up my standard to the people. And they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and carry thy daughters upon their shoulders. 49:23. And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and queens thy nurses. They shall worship thee with their face toward the earth, and they shall lick up the dust of thy feet. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be confounded that wait for him. 49:24. Shall the prey be taken from the strong? Or can that which was taken by the mighty be delivered? 49:25. For thus saith the Lord, Yea, verily, even the captivity shall be taken away from the strong, and that which was taken by the mighty shall be delivered. But I will judge those that have judged thee, and thy children I will save. 49:26. And I will feed my enemies with their own flesh, and they shall be made drunk with their own blood, as with new wine. And all flesh shall know that I am the Lord that saved thee, and thy Redeemer the Mighty One of Jacob. Isaiah chapter 50. The synagogue shall be divorced for her iniquities. Christ for her sake will endure ignominious afflictions. 50:1. Thus saith the Lord, What is this bill of the divorce of your mother, with which I have put her away? Or who is my creditor, to whom I sold you? Behold, you are sold for your iniquities, and for your wicked deeds have I put your mother away. 50:2. Because I came, and there was not a man. I called, and there was none that would hear. Is my hand shortened and become little, that I cannot redeem? Or is there no strength in me to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I will make the sea a desert, I will turn the rivers into dry land. The fishes shall rot for want of water, and shall die for thirst. 50:3. I will clothe the heavens with darkness, and will make sackcloth their covering. 50:4. The Lord hath given me a learned tongue, that I should know how to uphold by word him that is weary. He wakeneth in the morning, in the morning he wakeneth my ear, that I may hear him as a master. 50:5. The Lord God hath opened my ear, and I do not resist. I have not gone back. 50:6. I have given my body to the strikers, and my cheeks to them that plucked them. I have not turned away my face from them that rebuked me, and spit upon me. 50:7. The Lord God is my helper, therefore am I not confounded. Therefore have I set my face as a most hard rock, and I know that I shall not be confounded. 50:8. He is near that justifieth me, who will contend with me. Let us stand together, who is my adversary. Let him come near to me. 50:9. Behold, the Lord God is my helper. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they shall all be destroyed as a garment, the moth shall eat them up. 50:10. Who is there among you that feareth the Lord, that heareth the voice of his servant, that hath walked in darkness, and hath no light? Let him hope in the name of the Lord, and lean upon his God. 50:11. Behold, all you that kindle a fire, encompassed with flames, walk in the light of your fire, and in the flames which you have kindled. This is done to you by my hand, you shall sleep in sorrows,